On 101.5, we keep our community safe and connected. So each month we chat with our local branch of QPS to find out what topics are top of their mind. Senior Constable Ricky Blackensee joins us today to talk about Neighbourhood Watch Month. Good morning, Senior Constable Ricky Blackensee. This month is Neighbourhood Watch Month. Tell us about Neighbourhood Watch.
Neighbourhood Watch helps us by giving us feedback as to what they're seeing in the community.
Fabulous. Yeah. Now, how can a person register if they want to become involved? And I'm presuming it's through that www, and I'll say it, nhwq.org/groups.
Yep.
Would that be the only way, Ricky?
No, there's also /membership. So you can actually just join Neighbourhood Watch just as a general person for all of Neighbourhood Watch Queensland. And you will still receive information from Neighbourhood Watch as to current trends, current activities. Also, whilst on those pages, you can look at other resources that are available. There's some lovely mapping options that are there that shows crime in your local area. Please don't panic when you see things that are there. If you're living close to a shopping centre, there's a lot more activity in a shopping centre where things are stolen. So you're going to see it's going to be a lot more activity in relation to the map. Just knowing that that's happening in your local area helps you to understand your surroundings, what's happening, and take some precautions. Looking at what you can do to help yourself and others.
Yeah. Mm. And how are police involved, Constable
Ricky? Yeah, so as a part of our Moreton District Crime Prevention Team, we do make contact with our local traditional groups where they hold general meetings. We speak to them about trends and they give us information as well. So it's a to and fro type situation we're able to share. It's a direct link with Queensland Police where the members can talk to us directly. And we do rely on them on our groups heavily on providing information.
Absolutely.
If it didn't come from our local Neighbourhood Watch, it'd be Crime Stoppers or other reports that we could obtain. But it's activity in your local area, which makes it more centralised than having a broader picture. So it makes our life a little easier. But there's also the Crime Prevention Programs Unit who supports us for our objectives to try and stop crime, making community safer and building relationships. So getting involved could be as simple from us as having a conversation.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. And how can we learn more about Neighbourhood Watch meetings and things like that?
Yeah. Again, identifying what's in your local area by going on to the membership page, seeing what groups are available in your area, first of all. If there isn't a group in your area, consider bringing some neighbours together and maybe starting a traditional group or a group in general. And we can use social media to advance Neighbourhood Watch resources. It's really about reaching out. And if you can't find things on there, you can reach out to our district crime prevention team. We'll definitely give you some direction on which way
to go. Because, Constable Ricky, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, I might have a heart as big as myself.
Yes.
But I need some direction, rather than me just starting up a little group on my own.
Yeah. So there are resources which Queensland Neighbourhood Watch do provide.
Okay.
There's a welcome pack and it shows and identifies
what
your restrictions are, what you can achieve, what your limitations might be.
Exactly.
And it's just a means to start the group and have those conversations. Mm-hmm. Again, it's all about the conversation. Without the conversation, we don't learn.
We had Crime Stoppers in here a little while ago. Love talking to them. And one of the things that stood out was know your neighbours.
Yeah.
Absolutely know your neighbours. And you've just confirmed that again.
Yeah.
Ricky,
and with this month being Neighbourhood Watch Month, obviously if you get to know your neighbour over that period, then great. Mm-hmm. Come the end of the month, the 29th is Neighbours Day. So please reach out to your neighbours, have a barbecue or have a street come together. Mm-hmm. Talk about things in your community, not just crime prevention, but who your neighbour is. Mm-hmm. Get to know your neighbour. Mm-hmm. And sometimes your neighbour might not be somebody you wish to talk to because of things that have happened, but know who's in your neighbourhood. Just looking after each other is what it's about.
Absolutely. And have you got any tips on, other than what you've just said, on how we can Now, Constable Ricky, what are some of the tips that you can give residents?
Okay. So simply getting to know your neighbours, building on our safer community, being more supportive, understanding that some people may have some other restrictions being due to their position, their age or other, supporting them, identifying those risks that they may not see. Time of crisis is a time that we can try and help and provide support for others. So again, I'm going to say communication is the key. Talking to people, telling them how they're going, improving our connection helps to improve mental health and well-being. So that also, in relation to crime prevention, you're talking to them about what you may have seen. If you've got cameras, you can use that information. Hey, I've got cameras. Anything happens, just come and see me. I can help you with that. It could be the fact that, hey, our fence is falling over. Can we look at getting something fixed? It could be that we're looking in the community and there's some cars parked on the street that have been there for an extensive period of time. It's that connection. It's about reporting things back through Neighbourhood Watch. That could also be done through other means, such as your Crime Stoppers, such as directly with the police. But a Neighbourhood Watch takes ownership for your community. Mm-hmm. With the support of Queensland Police and your volunteers, because Neighbourhood Watch is definitely a volunteer group, those volunteers are here to try and support where they can. And it's about changing perspectives. Communication. We've lost so much communication in this world. Communication is the key to resolving things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, I think we can visit the Safer Together website, which is pretty good.
Definitely.
And the QPS, of course, for a whole lot more information and tips and resources, Constable Ricky.
Yeah, so some great resources that are downloadable on that site. If you see us out and about at a coffee with a cop, please pop by. We can give those resources in a hard copy as well. Mm-hmm. But those resources are definitely available online, or attend your local police station and they can give you those resources as well.
Thank you, Officer, for joining 1015 to help keeping our community connected. As Constable Ricky Blackensee said, getting to know your neighbours has been more beneficial than just building safer neighbourhoods. It builds connections that are vital to our mental well-being and our happiness. Listen to more QPS podcasts on 1015fm.com.au. Thank you very much, Ricky.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners.